This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Out of stories first. National Assembly election for 18 members underway in all 7 provinces. Returning officers report 80% votes cast till 1 p.m. Seismic survey under petroleum exploration begins in Dailik district. And China locks down city at center of virus outbreak. Now the news in detail. Election for 18 members of National Assembly is taking place in all 7 states today. Voting has been taking place from 10 a.m. and will continue till 4 p.m. Returning officers of the respective polling stations have informed that 80% of the total votes have been cast so far till 1 p.m. The National Assembly election is taking place in the district headquarters where high courts of 7 states are located. The districts are Morang, Dhanusa, Lalitpur, Kaski, Dang, Surkhet and Doti. District judges of these districts have been assigned as returning officers for the election. There are a total of 2,056 voters, including 550 state assembly members and 1,506 mayors, deputy mayors, chairpersons and vice-chairpersons of local levels. The term of 19 members of 59-member National Assembly is terminating on March 3rd. Out of 19 members, election is being held for 18 posts. As per the constitutional provision, one National Assembly member is nominated by the President at the recommendation of the government. The seismic survey has begun under the petroleum exploration project underway in Dailik district. With the petroleum exploration coming near to success, the seminal talks of seismic survey has been stepped up. A joint expert team of Nepal and China is carrying out the task of petroleum exploration in the district. The Nepali workers equipped with the experience in petroleum product in different countries have been mobilized in the task. High-tech machineries are being used in course of exploration. The task of sending web beneath the earth's surface is taking place to gather information about location and characteristics of geographical structure under the survey. The sugarcane farmers have been agitated again after the sugar mills failed to implement the agreement as per the government mediation to pay them for their produce. On January 3rd, the government and the sugarcane farmers' struggle committee had reached an agreement as per which the sugar mills would clear the due amount to the farmers by January 21st. After the expiry of the term, the cane farmers became agitated again. According to struggle committee chair in Sarlahi, Raswar Rai, Mahalakshmi Sugar Mill, Annapurna Sugar Mill, Sriram Sugar Mill of Sarlahi and Indira Sugar Mill of Nolprasi have not paid the farmers for their produce. Two community schools of Chhattisgarh Rural Municipality in Salyan District have installed the automatic sanitary pad vending machine for the first time in the district. Bhanubhakta Secondary School of Ward No. 1 of Tribhuvan and Tribhuvan Janta Secondary School of Ward No. 6 Botichor in Chhattisgarh Municipality installed the vending machine. Machines brought by Rural Municipality Office with 200,000 rupees could accommodate 50 sanitary pads and have a 5-hour battery pack for power storage. A 12-month-old girl has died after drowning in a bucket full of water at Agarwa of Kabilasi Municipality 8 in Sarlahi District. Area Police Office Hariharpur informed Saroj Kumar Adab's daughter Nandani drowned while playing. A person has died in motorcycle accident at Chagunai Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Bhaktapur District. According to Police Circle Dwarkot, the deceased is 20-year-old Ganesh Bailkoti from Sindhuli and currently living in Dwarkot, died after his bike collided with the electric pillar all of a sudden. The injured Bailkoti was rushed to Dwarkot-based KAC Hospital for treatment, where doctors declared him dead. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. China has banned trains and planes from leaving a major city at the center of virus outbreak, Wuhan, today, seeking to seal off its 11 million people to contain the contagious disease. The disease has claimed 17 lives and infected hundreds and is spread over countries. Authorities in Wuhan, a major transport hub, also suspended public buses and subways and said residents should not live without a special reason. More than 570 people have been infected with the virus across China. with most cases found in Yuan, where a seafood market that illegally sold wild animals has been identified as the epicenter of the outbreak. Three people have died in a firefighting aircraft crash in Australia. The last year tanker was reported missing in southern New South Wales shortly after 13:30 local time today. Wreckage was found by emergency responders after a brief search. U.S. Democrats have ruled out a witness off with Republicans in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Lawmakers who are seeking to remove the president from office hope to hear testimony from his former National Security Advisor, John Bolton. But Democrats refused any deal to allow the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to be called as witness. Mr. Trump is accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. National Assembly election for 18 members underway in all 7 provinces. Returning officers report 80% votes cast till 1 p.m. Seismic survey underway. Petroleum exploration begins in Dalek district. And China locks down city at centers of virus outbreak. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.